Baruch Hashem, we are very lucky that we have good access to Arba Minim, and it's never difficult to get hold of any of the Arba Minim. Sometimes it's a bit difficult perhaps to find a really beautiful or really satisfactory Etrog or Hadassim or whatever, but essentially we're able to get all of the Arba Minim. That wasn't necessarily always the case, and certainly in some communities it would be very difficult to get hold of maybe the Etrog or the Hadassim. And I guess in the old days there could have been years when indeed they didn't manage to get one or other of the species. And then the question comes up, do you take the other minim by themselves, or is it one mitzvah that has to be done with all four parts? And if you haven't got all four parts, then you can't be mekayem it. Essentially, the question is, do we have here four separate mitzvot, or one mitzvah with four parts? And the Mishnah in Masechet Menachot, Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Bet, says that Arbat HaMinim Ma'akvin Zeh Zeh, that the four species are interdependent, meaning that if you don't have one, then you can't simply fulfill the mitzvah with the others. And the Bright in Masechet Sukkah explains that it's because the Pasuk says, Ulkachtem Lachem, and we dash in the word Ulkachtem, the fact that it says lekachtem, the tem at the end, doesn't just mean that you shall take, but shetahei lekichat tama, that it should be a complete taking, i.e. with all the four species together. So the Shulchan Aruch is in Tafresh Nun Aleph, if you'd bet, Paskins like the Ravid, that nevertheless, if you're missing one of the Minim, you should still take the others as a Zeicher La'alma, just to remind you of the mitzvah of Arba Minim. You shouldn't go on Sukkot with, you know, just missing it out altogether, obviously, though, without saying a bracha. The Bikurei Yaakov brings a machloket in the Achronim as to whether or not everybody should do this, or it's just the Chazan should do this. Some authorities thought it should just be the Chazan, so that the Tzibur doesn't get into the habit of thinking, oh, you don't need all four minim. But in actual fact, the Mishnah Berurah paskens the other way around and says, no, everybody should do it, so that they don't get into the habit of thinking that, oh, in Sukkot, it's only the Chazan that benches Lulav. The Bi'ur HaLach also makes the observation that if you're taking just three of the minim, you should have in mind that it's Zeicher La'alma and Ba'alma, and it's not in any sense a fulfillment of the mitzvah, so that you don't get into a problem of Bal Tigara, meaning that just as there's a prohibition against adding to mitzvot, there's a prohibition against reducing mitzvot, and if you were to take three minim instead of four for the mitzvah of Arba Minim, one would actually transgress an Issa D'Oraita. What if you've got all four minim, but for whatever reason, you're not going to take them all together? We usually take them all together, but again, is that critical? So the Gemara in Masechet Menachot, where it says that the Arba Minim and Ma'akvim are interdependent, says Lo Shanu Ela She'ein Lo. That only applies that if you don't have all of them. Aval Yesh Lo Ein Ma'akvim, but if you've got all of them, then they're not interdependent. So there's a machloket in the Rishonim, what exactly that means. The Bahag means that means if you've got all of them, as long as you've got all four and you're going to take all four, you don't have to take them all together. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you need to take them all together. It's just not critical that the Lulav, Hadassim, and Aravot are tied together. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, like the Bahag, that you can take them one after the other. The Rama says, though, that if you're not taking them all similar, simultaneously, so then they should at least all be in front of you when you take them. When you say the bracha, you'd say the bracha of al netilat lulav and have in mind that it's on all of them. If you had a hefsek between any of them, so you took the lulav and then you went to the bathroom or went and opened the door and let in the Tesco shopping or whatever it might be, so then you'd need to say another bracha on the next minim. So this is a good supper quiz question. You know, when would you say a bracha of Al Natilat Etrog or Al Natilat Eitzavot. And the answer is that if you didn't take all the minim together and you had a hefsek between the lulav and the others, so then you would say such a bracha. There's a machloket in the Achronim why you mustn't have, why you need to have, the Rama says you need to have them all of them in front of you. Magen Avraham says it's because of a hefsek. If you have to, you say the bracha on the lulav and then you have to go round to your neighbor's house to get the etrog, so you'll have a hefsek. Whereas the Pnei Moshe says that it's, no, we're worried that perhaps you won't have the, you won't be able to find an etrog afterwards, and then your original bracha on the lulav would have been a bracha levatala, because you can only say a bracha on the lulav without the etrog if you're then going to take the etrog afterwards. Bikurei Yaakov explains nafkamina will be a person who knows definitely that his neighbor next door has got an etrog for him to use, so he can say the bracha, if we're not worried about the hefsek, he can say the bracha on the lulav in his house, and then go next door and say the bracha on the etrog. From the Mishnah Berurah, it seems that in actual fact it's independent of those reasons, and that just you have to have them all in front of you at the time that you do the mitzvah, because he talks about what if a person benches or picks up all the minim and then discovers that actual fact is hadassim were missing, something like that. So what should he do in that case? He'll then pick up the hadassim separately and say bracha of al natilat hadassim. But he says if the hadassim were somewhere else and he had to go somewhere else to get them, so then he needs to pick up the lulav again and then pick up the hadassim, because at the time that he picked up the lulav, the hadassim weren't in front of him. So it seems that it's not to do particularly with hefsek, or it's not to do particularly with a concern that you won't find the others. Mishnah Berurah seems to understand that, no, you have to pick that when you say the bracha over one and do the mitzvah, they all have to be in front of you, even though you don't have to pick them up mamash at the same time. Ad kan.